these are benefits that you can get at a doctor's office or a clinic, or right? Am I getting it wrong? Do I need to investigate AARP?
I think you need to investigate. I don't think you need to be a member to get these discounts.
Well, certain things you have to be a member. If you're a member, there's added value to insurance.
Let's find out this week. Let's see if you can find one where you have to be AARP.
All right.
Phony organization.
Phony organization. Well, aren't they all? Well, I'm saving kind of talking about the GOP debate until Steve Ossie gets here, because I know he's got a lot to say on that subject.
He likes Michelle Bachmann. Didn't he say he liked Michelle Bachmann?
I can't remember who he said. Yeah, I think he did
and
say.
And she pretty much, everybody's saying she won that debate. She did more for herself than anybody else did.
Well, I don't absolutely agree with that, but when we come back.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched a portion of it. I saved all of it and then never got back to it again, but I did see enough of it to know that Ron Paul was the most real guy on the whole panel.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That's
we'll be
scary.
Back. You were JP and Jay Davis, Fox News 1270. This is Broadview.
Fox News Radio 1270.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bug-B-Gon year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bug-B-Gon. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Chris was the quarterback. Mark was a transfer student with a killer arm. Chris confronted Mark.
Let's get something straight. This is my team.
What he really meant was,
I'm the football star. That's my thing. Now I'll throw my weight around so it's clear I'm the alpha male.
Kids bully for a lot of reasons. None of them are good. But you can intervene. Stick up for yourself or a friend. Even confide in a parent or teacher. Find more tips at flipthescriptnow.org. Sponsored by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
America needs jobs, and housing creates them. For every two homes sold, one job is created. That's 2.5 million American jobs created or maintained in an average year of home sales. Each home purchased pumps nearly $60,000 into the economy, and home ownership accounts for over $2 trillion of our GDP. The National Association of Realtors supports responsible housing finance reform. We believe that home ownership plays a pivotal role in growing our economy. Learn more at houselogic.com/jobs. All figures based on NAR research.
Just in time for Father's Day, the Home Depot has made a special buy. A Brinkman 4-burner gas grill is just $169. You save $30, and you give Dad a grill with enough room to cook 32 burgers at once, which is a pretty cool trick. We're lowering the cost of a very happy dad with a Brinkman 4-burner gas grill for just $169. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 19th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
Get your Smokey on. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fox 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. JB Attitude's here with me today with his typical attitude.
Why are you shaking your head at me now? I don't get that.
Well, because here is Chinese selling counterfeit parts here to the military. You've got it on your website this week. And
why
you
do women always end up shaking their head at me?
Well, they're either saying no or yes. One or the other. All right, let's talk about some of the things that you were looking at this week. Explain to me a little bit. I missed this. I had a busy week, so I didn't get to take in as much news as I normally like to take. The constitutional crisis.
We are having a constitutional crisis right
with
now.
With the president and
Congress.
And Boner? And,
well, it's
Boehner.
Not. I know, you've got, you've
Boehner
picked up my habit of calling him Boner.
I know it.
But here's the weird thing. It's not Republicans against Democrats this time. It's Congress against the president.
Because
there's an act called the War Powers Act. The president cannot just take troops to war. And he's been in Libya over 90 days now.
Well, he can under certain circumstances.
No, he can't. He can defend the country and for a minute, but he's only got 60 days to come up with a reason why the Congress should declare war. And if they don't, he's got 30 more days to get out. He's just ignoring Congress.
Well, when's the 90 days up? When's the 90 days up?
It's up Sunday.
But, okay,
but
well.
Boehner gave him, gave him a deadline of Friday to ask Congress to declare war or get out.
Well, maybe they're discussing it over golf today.
Yeah, and now they're golfing today and having a blast. Like, what in the world, guys?
Well,
it doesn't look right.
It does, too, look right. Because it's mental and emotional. It's not real.
Well, hopefully
it's not real.
Hopefully it's riding on the golf game, because I know Boehner can beat Obama in golf. He's horrible.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with this? I mean, the president knows this. He's not a stupid man.
But Democrats are joining with the Republicans on this. Congress is upset.
Oh, my goodness. That's
I know.
Exciting.
It's been a long time since we saw them on the same side on anything.
Hmm. Well, they do need to decide.
It was Robert Byrd before he died who started this. He kept saying Obama is doing unconstitutional things and taking over jobs that belong to Congress.
Well, I can't believe that he would do that.
If he was here, he'd be sitting there and having a filibuster in the Senate. He'd be furious.
He's probably all over Boehner today.
The weird thing about this is the president has a formal process for asking for a legal opinion, and it's the Office of Legal Counsel in the Justice Department that tells him what's legal and what's constitutional, and they told him he had to abide by the War Powers Act.
Well, then how are they letting him get away with it?
Isn't because he didn't ask for the formal opinion. He asked her to give him an informal opinion and include opinions from other lawyers. So she included opinions from other lawyers, and some of them said he didn't have to, and he took their opinion.
I think that Obama knows how to waste time.
I guess.
I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, the Pentagon and the Justice Department are telling him he's got to abide by the War Powers Act.
Well, he has till tomorrow, so
he's
I'm
ignoring
sure
it. He's golfing. He's not working on this.
They're working it out. That's how they work it out.
It's
like doctors and lawyers. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jay.
Glad you could join us.
Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, we're talking a little bit about the constitutional crisis over the Libya thing going on with NATO, and President Obama and Boehner are having discussion on it today on the golf course.
They're golfing, right?
Yeah. And maybe they're just going to toss it up, whoever wins, like you say. Okay, heads you win, tails I lose.
That's an old wives' tale. You know, men, that's how we excuse our golf games. We say we're talking business and stuff.
We're not. It's not a wives' tale. Used to be happy hour in a bar. Now it's a golf course. We know what's going on. So we'll see. That'll be interesting. What do you think? Are you up on that a little bit?
A little bit. What's it, 90 days?
And that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, till tomorrow.
So maybe the golf game is strategic.
Yeah, I think it is. Totally strategic.
Is Boehner actually playing, or is he supposed to be the caddy?
Oh, yeah, they're playing. No, he's not the caddy. He's the beer caddy, probably.
I bet Joe Biden's the caddy.
Yeah, I think Biden's the best golfer there, believe it or not. And
really?
But Boehner's next, and then the Republican governor of Ohio and Obama. And Obama is... Have you seen the video of Obama golfing? It's on my website.
You know, I could probably care
He is horrible.
Less.
It's the funniest looking swing you've ever seen in your life.
No, that's probably Barkley. Charles Barkley has the...
You know what? I thought Barkley was the worst until I saw the Obama video.
Hey, Obama can dance. That's why he's got that groovy swing going on. Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how the golf ball summit goes today.
Can I tell you something about dancing?
Please do.
I have some statistics from a website called correlated.org. Mayonnaise. Those that dislike mayonnaise, 15% consider themselves good dancers, while 29% don't think they're good. Interesting correlation, huh?
Because they like mayonnaise or they don't like mayonnaise?
What?
67% of vegetarians have dyed their hair, but only 40% of people in general.
Where are you getting all this stuff?
Correlated.org.
Correlated.org.
I knew you wanted to say, my last really important piece of information is 67% of people that choose an O in tic-tac-toe are in favor of capital punishment, while only 40% in general are.
No,
so
it just depends on who goes first. Who goes first? You pick the X, right? You don't pick the O if you go first, don't you?
I hate tic-tac-toe.
How about hangman?
Anyway, that's all I have, Jay. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Glad you could stop by. Very interesting conversation.
That was more fun than talking about the economy, right?
Hey, we were talking about the fact that the Senate has okayed to buy counterfeit parts from China for our submarines and our airplanes and our military. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
Yeah, some senator has okayed that.
Hmm.
Okay, what else is good here? A gay girl in Damascus. That's another one of
did
your
Did you follow
subjects?
That story at all?
No.
Neither did I, but I saw it after it was over.
And what does it mean?
There was a gay girl that had a blog from Syria. She'd been doing it for a couple years, and then when they started cracking down on the democracy protesters in Syria. She started talking about what was going on, and turns out it's a middle-aged white guy from Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh.
For all these years has been blogging as a Syrian gay girl.
And he's really just a transsexual.
And you know what? Sometimes liberals are just nuts. I mean, he's using this forum to say why Palestinians are in the right and Israel's in the wrong, and actually Arabs don't, Muslims don't treat their women that badly. She's doing just fine in Syria. It's a middle-aged white man from Atlanta.
Kind of like the Wiener stuff, you know?
It's just crazy.
Did you already talk about Wiener today?
We did talk about Wiener. Yeah. Did you have anything to add to Wiener pulling out?
Well, I... Well,
you're stealing my punchlines now. Yeah, didn't we talk about this when the comedians were here?
You used it, and it didn't work, so...
Well, I knew he was circumcised from office. just that new pictures came out. Did you see them? They were on the Inquirer of him trans-dressing.
Oh, my gosh, this is new. Now he's dressing up like a woman?
Yeah, I think they were college
pictures.
In
college.
Yeah, right.
Oh, in college
so
did.
Apparently it's okay.
Well, so no wonder he's wanting to flash his wiener. Make sure everybody knows. That is crazy, really.
He could have gone out just with a letter of resignation, but the guy's so hungry for PR that he had to do it. And then he was seen 3 hours after resignation in a store on the way to the Hamptons. Did you see that story?
Somebody laughing and stuff.
Yeah, laughing, dancing, fun. Singing, yeah, smiling. And
life is great.
She had all smiles, so I don't know if they're just trying to put on a happy face.